Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, incredible, amazing developments in the beheading, the supposed beheading of Nicholas Berg. Recaps of that after some calls coming up. Being investigated with 9/11 hijackers, working at the Abu Ghraib prison. It's confirmed in U.S. coalition custody. We have Fenton Dunn, the news editor at the radio show in England, a break for news, joining us. They noticed what we noticed, that there are Western voices on the tape. They just isolate two different areas. I heard it in other areas, but these are obviously the clearest. And we'll see how this comes across for you via off British radio, then translated, you know, put into our system and then aired here. That's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, let's go to the calls. Brad in Illinois, you're on the air globally. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I have to agree with you. I looked at the video myself a couple of times, and I find it very, very amazing that there's such a lack of blood. That's what gets me queasy about things like that is the blood, not so much the incident, but the
when
blood.
When you cut a large mammal's head off, blood sprays 10 to 15 feet.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. And there's very little blood, if any, that you can really see. The other thing I want to say is that these neocons, whoever did this, has actually accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. Because
now we're not talking about the admitted Army report of raping women, raping children. All of this horrible stuff is off the television. Nobody's worried about them refusing to release this video.
You're right. But what I was going to say was I've noticed that in the local newspapers, and I read them all here in the area where I live in Illinois, and all of the letters to the editor have changed since this beheading.
Listen. Half the people I've talked to think the torture is great now. But it's bad when they torture, but suddenly good when we do. This is Orwellian doublethink. Joseph Mengele is bad, but we're good. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All the letters to the editor, they're saying that torture in prison is nothing compared to having your head cut off. And even on a joke Scarborough show last night I was watching, he had on some expert, I can't remember his name now, but he said the same thing. He said, well, I would imagine all those prisoners that were tortured in the prison would rather have that done to them than have their head cut off. I mean, I can't believe
this is the spin. So because Jeffrey Dahmer cut people's heads off, I guess you can go out if you want to, Brad, and beat a woman up and rape her.
I guess so.
That makes it up. Well, let's stop charging people with rape then, because somebody cut somebody's head off, supposedly, who'd been in U.S. custody and been investigated for 9/11 and worked at the Abu Ghraib prison, blah, 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 blah. But because that happened, hey, rape is no longer going to be a crime. Raping women and children, according to them. I think it should be, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, I have to agree with you. It's got to be a staged event. I'm not saying he's not dead, because obviously Mr. Berg is going to get his son back, and I wouldn't think that they would give him a head and a body of someone that wasn't his son. Considering he's not very, he's arguing with the government as it is. But it is absolutely amazing. And last thing I want to say is about the truckers. I say go, truckers. They're the ones in this country that can do something. And I say they should go on strike. And, of course, that was the reason why they got rid of, one of the reasons why they got rid of Hoffa, because he had too much power in that area. But I think they should. They're not making a living. And they got to work 30 days out of the month just to pay their payments. And it's absurd what they're
doing.
Our
truck drivers just 5 years ago were getting 32 cents a mile. What is it, like 15 cents a mile now?
I don't know what that is, but I know that with the escalating prices, not only in the gas and the oil.
Yeah, that cuts into their pay.
Oh, absolutely, and the insurance. They're basically working just for their truck payments. Keep up the good work, Alex. And I keep emailing Joe Scarborough, calling him a chicken liver, for not trying to get you on his show, and obviously he doesn't want you on there.
I'd tear that neocon up in 10 seconds.
Yes, you would. Bye.
I could smash any of them, and I'm not bragging. Their lies are so transparent. Yeah, I've heard it on radio. They cut his head off. They cut his head off. Hey, torture's good. La, la, la. I mean, okay, torture's good. So they 70-90% of those at the prisons picked up at checkpoints, whole families. So now, rape and torture's good. We'll be right back. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There are so many facets, so many angles to this inexorable propaganda. I mean, I said last week, I said, look, they're going to have some type of terror attack or atrocity or some of our people being killed or tortured. I said that on air. They're going to have to counter this. And if you don't think our government won't grab somebody and cut their head off for propaganda purposes, I mean, I read mainstream news articles earlier this week where they put uranium and plutonium in public school children's cornflakes in their cereal, not the cornflakes particularly, but it just said cereal, to see what it would do. Well, you know, we read articles where they put uranium and plutonium in women's vitamins to see what it would do to them. The black men in syphilis with Tuskegee. I mean, all of this. This is what government does over the last 50 years. They think of the CDC's own documents, Centers for Disease Control, just came out with their corporate minutes that got released because the congressman, Dan Burton's grandson, got brain damage from vaccines and he demanded it and got it, where they in 2000 were going, millions have been brain damaged by the thimerosal mercury, but we can't take it out. We've got to continue the cover up. This is huge. They don't care about you. They're a bunch of control freaks. And this is just horrible what's going on. But then to have all this torture, and to have it in the Associated Press and MSNBC and the Army's own report, the Tagundu report, Brigadier General Antonio Tagundu, the raping of women, the beating of women, the beating and raping of children, the sodomizing people with giant chemical lights. I mean, just orgies with the troops in front of the prisoners. The army is now admitting that it was just a hellish pit. I mean, imagine this. And all this is going on, and the neocons, the supposed conservative guardians, they won't talk about how NAFTA's being reapproved right now. They won't talk about us going under the free trade area of the Americas, which is the equivalent of the EU for the U.S., all these huge things happening. They won't talk about $25 billion more being approved for the phony war, or saying our troops will be there for 10 years, or how this June 30th handover isn't a handover at all. It's another appointed governing council. There's not a discussion of Ahmed Shalibi, the torture master and convicted bank robber, running Iraq as the head of the puppet council. There's no discussion of that now. There's not even a discussion of the torture anymore. It's all, oh, they cut our man's head off. Our torture's good. See, torture isn't as bad as cutting somebody's head off. So this societal shift to loving Joseph Mengele, to loving torture, it's sick. Bill in Oregon. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir. I'm doing a radio show. Welcome.
Hey, you've seen the video 3 times, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm just wondering, did you see any blood spray at all in that video?
No blood.
No blood at all.
They cut his head off. There's a little bit of blood later when they show the head sitting there. It looks like it was sprayed on out of a ketchup sprayer where his head's set on his body. When they hold the head up, no blood is dripping.
Well, I downloaded a 540K video yesterday. I heard that it's like 6 minutes long, and this one isn't very long. But in this video that I have, mm-hmm. there's blood spraying, and there's blood all over the floor. And I don't know what kind of video cards everybody's watching this video out of, but I have a really good video card. It's not like a top of, you know, the best one, but it's a Radeon 8500. And there, even my brother... My brother watched it, and his face was horrified. He was affected by it. And I'm like, dude, this guy really got his head cut off.
Well, we're not saying Mr. Berg wasn't killed.
Yeah, no, I know.
All we're saying is, and I've got a good video card, and I didn't see that, and everybody else has pointed that out, and doctors have watched the video. If you're saying you're watching a short clip, yeah. I don't know what you're seeing. It's about a 5.5-minute video.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I didn't, you know, that's what I read today. It was like 6 minutes long.
Well, perhaps people can call in then and tell us if they saw the blood. But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you seen CBS, MSNBC, Associated Press admitting he was investigated for passing passwords, computer passwords, with Zacharias Michalowy, the supposed 20th hijacker?
No.
That's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Have you seen the article in MSNBC where the government admits that he worked at Abu Ghraib prison?
Yeah, I did that. I saw that.
And they say, well, he wasn't in our custody. The FBI did interview him, and he was at our prison, but it was really the Iraqis that control. I mean, that's total semantical deception. Putting all that together, does this not stink to high heaven to you?
Well, yeah, it's all, yep. And I think what's going to happen, man, is something really bad is going to happen to our guys. That's what I think. Bad's going to happen, man, because they're, like, completely surrounded over there. There's only 130,000.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you.
What are you going to do against fire?
I hear you, Bill. I appreciate the call. Folks, you've seen the video. I know tens of thousands of our listeners have. What do you think of it? Did you see blood? I mean, I've gone through it frame by frame. Maybe I'm watching a different video than you are. Let's talk to Martin. Martin, where are you calling us from?
Calling from Illinois today, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Lock and load, I got a little information for you on this Nick Berg deal. Yesterday I was reading through websites and different information. I don't know where I read this, but I read that Nick Berg, the reason he was stopped and questioned by Iraqi security and when he was put under suspicion was because he has an Israeli passport stamp, a stamp that he had.
Yeah, that was in the Associated Press. His passport was stamped Israel.
All right, and I got another one. I found on the Dots Don't Connect, Nick Berg, that he also had sensitive electronic equipment on him that he had no paperwork for.
I had seen that, too. And look, the classic MO of a spy, and I'm not saying that, but got to be honest, I'm totally in my gut sure. Look, you know, he's involved with Michalowy trading passcodes, the supposed 20th hijacker. He's working at the prison. He's got the MO where he travels the world helping the disadvantaged. This is the classic spy cover, and he's over in Iraq, and then he gets grabbed for 13 and a half days, then he gets released into Al Qaeda hands and gets his head cut off. Very, very suspicious. And I know the CIA admits they've been recruiting, their record recruiting drive starting 2 years ago, of people 24 to 25 years of age.
Well,
the average age of the new recruit is 29.
The thing that I didn't like about this whole Nick Berg story was, what was a guy who was a Jew doing in a war zone in a hostile Arab country, and then when they offered to fly him out, he decides he's going to drive away? This doesn't make sense.
Well, look, the Pentagon's been caught lying. He clearly got the tickets. They wouldn't let him leave. He tried twice to get out of the country. They wouldn't let him leave.
Yeah, well, this has to all play out yet. It's much too early.
I hear you, but I know this. It stinks to high heaven.
I agree with you. I smelled a rat right away.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Wayne in Virginia. Wayne, you're on the air globally.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Hello.
I recently completed a book that's been sitting on my shelf for some time, Christopher Simpson's The Science of Coercion.
Yes.
He's a professor up at the road here at the University, American University in Washington, D.C. He'd be an excellent individual to speak to, but I basically extracted from what he was saying about the development of communications studies in America after World War II that the manipulated, clever use of information multiplied by precision violence equals social control. And it seems to me that this playoff of the discovery of prison abuse with Mr. Berg's death is just another example of that sort of dynamic working its way out.
Yeah, it's a psyop, and then now as more torture comes out, oh, it's okay. They call this psychological inoculation, conditioning us. I mean, I've even seen politicians on TV talk about psychological inoculations. They've had eggheads with 160, 170 IQs for 80 years figuring out how to scramble our brains.
Well, do you think that this playoff of the prison abuse with Mr. Berg's assassination is designed to render us immobile or to exacerbate?
It's to neutralize opposition to further torture, and I think the whole thing was scripted beforehand. CBS had photos and videos. It's been in the foreign news for years of torture in Afghanistan and torture in Europe and torture in Iraq, and then now they bring this out, and then this Berg's in custody at the time, and then all this plays out this way. We're talking about a staged event. Thanks for the call. This is how the globalists snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. We'll come back and play this clip from a local British radio show where they point out the Western voices, and I did hear these as well. Don't know how good this will come across on the radio, though. It's a transfer of a transfer. Let's talk to who's up next here. Rabashu in Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for a few years, and I enjoy your program, and it really informs me. I am a misanthropic individual because I think humanity is just truly just the crappiest thing ever. I don't like humans at all, and all the stuff you put on your show and everything that you're pointing out is just all the more reason to think the way that I think already. And I smoke more marijuana.
Okay, sir. Listen, I appreciate your call. Look, you don't need to get a sardonic worldview where, you know, oh, everybody's stupid, everybody's dumb. Human beings are complex creatures. Think of all the beautiful and wonderful things that go on. Think about, you know, all the creation, all the good things. The problem is evil people get into positions of power. This is an important point, okay? Evil people get into positions of power because they're ruthless, they're cunning, they have the will to do things that other people won't do to get into those positions of power and maintain that power. They are ruthless. They are sadistic. They call it social Darwinism. They believe in it, that they can be as evil and wicked as they want because we're stupid and we deserve it. And so the mindset you're getting is the beginnings of becoming an elitist, the beginnings of becoming a globalist. And then we're just all dumb animals, so we deserve this. The problem is that good people aren't suspicious. Good people are gullible and see the world through their eyes and think that government wouldn't do something bad to me. And so we're at the mercy of these smiling devils that are there slitting our throats. So please, yeah, there's a lot of dumbed down, stupid people. There's a lot of intelligent people as well.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got Fenton Dunn, a break for the news radio program from England, joining us. And they just took the time out to point out the Western voice or voices on the murder tape of the beheading video of Mr. Nicholas Berg. Right now, let's go ahead and air that audio, and this is after they've supposedly cut his head off. And again, this is clear when you hear it on the net, in the video. By the time we transfer it over and play it on air, sometimes by the time it goes over the satellite to your station, I don't know how clear this is going to be, but go ahead and play it. And this includes some of the intro to the radio program.
This is your World News Bulletin from breakfornews.com. It's Thursday, the 13th of March at 9 p.m. Eastern, and this is Fintan Dunn reporting with a special bulletin on latest developments in the Nick Berg case. Tonight we bring you an extract from the final seconds of the video circulated widely on the internet which shows Nick Berg's execution. You will hear a distinctly Western voice, and you will also perhaps be able to distinguish what that person is saying. It seems like "Thy will be done." The voice is heard only very faintly at the very last few seconds of that tape. After the chanting stops, listen during the silence just before the tape ends.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
Perhaps what you're hearing is the words "Thy will be done" spoken slowly and then spoken a little faster. "Thy will be done." Let's hear that again, this time with increasing levels of amplification. Well, it's up to you to decide what you think that voice is saying, but it does sound like a distinctly Western voice, doesn't it? Voice and intonation. Perhaps we'll know more soon. After all, there are plenty on the internet with the capability of getting that sound and filtering out some of the static and bringing up the voice quality. That way we might get a little further in our investigation of what happened to Nick Berg. As always, you can get the latest developments on our special page on breakfornews.com. Just click on our exclusive feature link. For breakfornews.com, this has been Fintan Dunn reporting.
All right, and he's joining us coming up in the next segment. Now, again, it's very clear when you listen to it on the net. I don't know about after you hear it through satellites and then your transmitters and on AM and FM out there. And I heard other voices, too, but I mean, it's going on. It's weird. Sounds like a black guy. Sounds like a black American. That's what the voice sounds like. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Rick in Florida. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome.
Two quick comments for you. First one's more of a question. Now, I know there's no doubt in my mind that I will not put it past these people to kill their own man, right? But I'm curious, what do you think the chances are that he might have actually, you know, Nick Berg might have been the competition? You know, because he was an independent contractor. I'm not sure what subsidiary he was with or whatnot, but...
They say he was independent. Look. Only three companies are given contracts, period, and those are of subsidiaries of Halliburton, yep. Bechtel, and okay. And Dyncor. And you don't get into Abu Ghraib to do work unless you got the inside track. And they admit he worked at Abu Ghraib.
I got you. Okay. And then the second one with the election coming up is kind of a separate topic, but I was just going to mention real quick, in the 2000 election, when there was all that squabble down here in Florida, it was... due to a company called Statewide Data. Now, what Statewide Data would do...
Well, Choice Point.
Choice Point. Well, that's what they're called now, Choice Point Precision Data. They changed their name.
Yes.
But at that time, it was called Statewide Data. And what they did is they called people and give them...
Yeah, 98% of the people that they screened out and didn't allow to vote and put on the list didn't even have misdemeanor records.
Yeah, and a lot of them were black.
Like most of them, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, they go for the Democratic vote. Now, I wasn't for Al Gore either, but I'm just saying, for those of you out there listening, people calling, not give them your information, and definitely don't go on the internet and give them your information to take you off the list or whatnot, because that's just playing right into their hands, you know what I'm saying? Just, you gotta take it with a grain of salt and take these calls, but just don't give them your information.
Oh, so they're still calling people?
Well, the Precision Point Data is still up and running. I mean, it's right down the street.
Yeah, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5 containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844 or visit them online at sunelco.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I know we have loaded phone lines, a ton of other news I want to get to. But there's so many factors with this Nicholas Berg story. Again, just briefly recapping. Under investigation with Moussaoui, the 20th supposed 9/11 hijacker, trading passwords at CBS News, MSNBC, Associated Press, you name it, all on the websites. Berg working, doing work at the Abu Ghraib prison. Berg being held for 13-plus days, then within hours, days maximum, being grabbed by al-Qaeda, which al-Qaeda is CIA, that's proven, we've proven it. All of that together. Then we have the people supposedly cutting his head off, some of them wearing gold rings. They've got one of them's got an Israeli Kalashnikov, an Israeli-built one. It's been looked at, clear design. On top of that, the supposed person cutting his head off, MSNBC reported 2.5 months ago, that the weeks before that, so 3 months ago, that he was killed, the supposed head guy of al-Qaeda in Iraq, was killed in a bombing raid in Mosul up in former Kurd-controlled Iraq, northern Iraq. So that's just some of it. And we're joined by Fenton Dunn of BreakForNews.com, does his own Aria broadcast. And I heard this back on Tuesday night, and I just kind of glazed over and moved on to all the other stuff. I did think I'm hearing Western voices. That's clear. They're not just in the parts that we just played. We've got links to Mr. Fenton's Mr. Dunn's news site there on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Mr. Dunn, good to have you on the broadcast with us.
Yeah, it's great to be here, even though I'm just a little wasted. I'm talking to you from Ireland, and these stories always keep you up late.
That's right. You're in Ireland, excuse me, but still across the pond over there.
Yeah, well, we're all one big internet now, Alex. Thank God.
Absolutely. They've lost 45% of their audience in the last 2 years from mainstream television, and they're starting to panic. Tell us, when you were first listening to this and you came across this and then you played it back, break this down for us.
Yeah, well, what it sounds like in the last final seconds of the broadcasted tape which shows his beheading is just before the audio cuts out, you can hear a voice very softly in the background. You can certainly, it sounds like a Western voice. The intonations are Western. The way the consonants and vowels are expressed is Western. And it seems to be saying, "Thy will be done." And then it repeats again, just as the tape cuts out. Now, it's a startling piece of information. Other people can make their own choices as to what has been said there. But it's just one more thing that's going into the mix. I think at this stage, Alex, we're being psyoped. I mean, you've said we're being psyoped. We are definitely being psyoped. We're being psyoped, I think, in a very sophisticated way. And the extent of that sophistication is indicated by the number of trails that are leading away from Berg at this point. This is classic for these operations. Happened with 9/11 as well, where you don't just get an obvious trail you can follow, but you get about four or five different trails, and some of them are cul-de-sacs and covers, and some of them are just part of the psyop. One of the interesting things I've found is if you go and take a look at that story that broke about the two Israelis who were arrested after a high-speed chase in Tennessee, they've now been claimed and taken away from local custody. Take a look at Mad Cow Prod. That's Dan Hopsicker's site, madcowprod.com. They're wearing orange jumpsuits in the photos on that site. And I just wonder if people aren't running a spy thing, an Israeli spy thing by us, and using all sorts of resources to try and get us going down that route that Berg was some kind of spy.
Well, I tend to agree. When it gets that obvious, you've got to wonder. Now, look, he's clearly got an intelligence M.O. when he travels the world as this humanitarian with, quote, high tech. He's involved with one of the supposed hijackers, Massawi. We've got him working in the prison. We've got him in custody. Then they try to lie about it. Now they had to admit it. They were just spinning with semantics. I mean, this whole... Your gut-level analysis of this, what do you think's going on?
I do think there is a psyop running. I think you put your finger on it there, Alex, when you said about the kind of audience share that the big networks have lost, is to bear in mind that we in the alternative media are just as much a target of these psyops. And the psyops are carefully constructed with layers within layers. For the mass media level, there is the apparent layer, which is put out on mainstream news. But then the same psyop is packaged with aspects which are going to be psychological operations against the alternative people to throw them off the track and also to lay down certain messages that want to be sent out. One of the messages you could take out of all this is simply that you don't want to be involved in any of this stuff. It's just too messy. You know, stop being interested in this stuff. It's going to get you in trouble. It gets anybody who does this stuff in trouble. You don't want to end up down in Guantanamo Bay wearing one of those jumpsuits. Like, see what happened to Nick Berg? He ended up wearing one of those jumpsuits. Don't mess with us. We can take people out at will.
That's right. That's what the New World Order is, a sophisticated organized crime syndicate with huge PR mind control firms coming up with all this. And that's a great point you brought up, Mr. Dunn, is that this really is, at every layer, a message to different groups of society, different stratas of programming, different stratas of propaganda. And it's like the mafia rolling somebody's body armor up in the fishes. You know, Luco Brasi sleeps with the fishes. And criminals love to have their little messages in this to everybody. And clearly, there is a message in all of this, yes.
Yeah, and there's another wrinkle to it as well in terms of the sophistication which they use. They're using deliberately constructed mental confusion and mental dissonance, deliberately constructed so you can't be sure whether you're you're really seeing what you're seeing. And that causes you confusion, and that causes you to go into denial states and stuff. So, for example, if you can't quite decide what's going on, you get concerned. Let's take your example of sending some fish head, sending somebody a mafia message. Suppose instead of sending them a mafia message, you were to send it in a box, but it had the wrong address on it. And a guy calls to the door an hour later, and he says, "Oh, sorry, I delivered that to the wrong address." Now you're not really sure whether you did get a message or not. Now, in fact, you're even worse off than you were if you'd simply been threatened. So they're using these kind of techniques most as well.
Well, let's look at different layers of the onion. On the surface, it's oh, look, torture's legitimate now because what they did is even worse. We've got to accept this. Don't worry about the rape video and the torture video that the senators have seen and all the thousands of photographs. At the surface, it now legitimizes that. It's also a political distraction from NAFTA and GATT and
everything
free trade area of the Americas. Now we're not hearing about the multiple U.S. troops and contractors still dying every day. We're not hearing about the coffins. And now the approval rating can go back up. So that's the first layer of the onion. Let's get your take on some of the, well, how many layers there are that you're seeing. I'm seeing at least eight layers. And let's get your take on some of those other layers.
Okay, another layer that's out of that is that Nick Berg was anti-war, according to his own family. They say that he was a Bush supporter, I should say. And his father was anti-war. Now, it could be a message there to the anti-war movement. I mean, look what they've done to that family in terms of the impact they've had on that family. And that family was active and was campaigning against the war. So that's the second level.
Yeah, they've been put on enemies list out there.
Yeah, the Freepers on freerepublic.com, that was our
very
story.
Very, very liberal big government group.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, see, I like to turn it around on them because that's really what they... I don't mean all the members, but I mean, they've told us our news articles aren't welcome there because we're so liberal.
Right. Well, what they did, they went onto the Internet, they got hold of a list of people who'd supported the Answer Anti-War Coalition, and they posted those as an enemies list. Among those names was Michael Berg, and it also quoted the company which Michael and Nick ran together, Prometheus. And they circulated that as an enemies list. They caused trouble to people who get on their enemies list. One of the things they did was there was a Coast Guard on that who had signed that petition. They got onto his commanding officer and let him know, hey, you've got a guy there who's anti-war. You want to sort him out.
Perfect secret police type activity.
Yeah, exactly. So there is that element of the story as well, which is that people who are involved in anti-war activities, you know, stuff happens to them. You know, you don't want to mess with that kind of stuff. Coming down through some more layers of the onion, in terms of one of the things that's a giveaway to me is the latest thing that's been spotted is that the chair in which he's sitting, it's a white plastic chair in which Nick Berg is sitting in the beheading video.
And we see those same chairs all over the Abu Ghraib prison. Another message.
We've got Lindy England sitting in...
I mean, these guys aren't stupid. They're not sitting there with an Israeli AK-47 for nothing. They're not wearing gold rings for nothing. I mean, this is a message to those of us that can understand it and to further condition the dumbbells.
Yeah, exactly. So at the outer level, people are never going to go psychologically to the place where they will take the underlying message that the analysts like ourselves are picking out and that those on the Internet who are observing this are picking out. But at that lower level, we can quite clearly see the threat level. It's almost like they're sticking it in your face, saying, yes, we did do it.
Well, they do this on a lot of other stuff. You know, it's like Clark coming out and going, yeah, we flew the Bin Ladens out, ha, ha, ha. Or, yeah, you know, we called Condoleezza Rice on the fly that day. Or, you know, I mean, it's just flaunting it. They love it.
Yeah. So how deep does this go, and where are they headed with this? I reported, probably the people would say, who is this guy? I reported probably 7 days after 9/11.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I'm intrigued by your intelligence.
Right. Well, I was probably the first to break the alternative take on the 9/11 story 7 days after September 11th.
Oh, well, I broke I broke it 2 months before.
2 months before.
You haven't seen that video?
No, I have. No,
well,
I know you did.
I got on TV and radio and said they're going to use Bin Laden as the patsy to attack New York, probably the World Trade Center. I said, call the White House, tell them don't do it. And then that morning, I went on the air before my show even started on other broadcasts. But I'm not trying to brag. Just go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's, like they say, that's why you're earning the big bucks. But there you go.
No, I
but
don't,
yeah,
I don't.
In terms of the aftermath of it I wasn't plugged in, to be honest, at this level, at that stage. But we caught up to speed quick and published the first articles questioning some of the details that had come out, like, for example, the angle of the plane in the second tower, which caused the fuel to miss the tower, mostly explode outside, and how that tower couldn't have come down first, and other stuff. But what I feel out of all this, having been through that 9/11 experience, intimately involved in the details, is that this is also part of a softening up process for another 9/11. You'd have to interpret it in that context.
I agree. They need to personalize the threat, create the underlying deep-seated subconscious fear.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And if you look back at the preparation for this, it's worth bearing in mind that Thomas Hammel disappeared around the same time in the Baghdad area that Nick disappeared. It was the 9th of April that warfare broke out in the area. Hammel disappeared. I've got my suspicions, to be honest, about the Hammel incident as well. I think that was another personalization move, because it's necessary to get down home. Middle America actually worked up about this. It's not enough to have soldiers dying. You've got to get civilians, ordinary Americans, and start dragging them into this and making them players in it.
Well, that whole thing at the bridge had PSYOP written all over it.
Well, didn't it just? So the question is, who is running that PSYOP? If you look at that at a surface level, Alex, then you'd have to say that Fallujah was an extraordinarily successful PSYOP. It tempted the U.S. into giving an arrogant, militaristic response to a local piece of insurgency, using the lure of the PSYOP of the provocative hanging of those corpses from the bridge, which seemed to cause U.S. military strategists to lose their senses completely and begin to engage in an onslaught on a civilian town, which could never succeed.
And here's the comparison, say, in a town in England of 300,000 people, or a town in America. If somebody kills four people brutally, you don't then have people on the radio saying, kill everyone in the whole city. You know, if somebody commits a murder next door to you, the police don't come to your house and kill you. But the calls were, kill them all, nuke them, kill them, kill them. This shows how decadent we've gotten. In England, do they call for killing women and children?
It's not quite as bad, no. It's not as bad.
Listen, we've got national talk show hosts saying that all this stuff, the raping and killing of people, beating them to death, women, that this is just having fun.
Right. No, that is... it's outrageous, and I think it's part of the desensitization
process.
Well,
yeah, I mean, I've said that. I mean, the Nazis didn't brag about what they did. They just did it behind closed doors. We've broken new ground here. I mean, I don't think this has been done in modern history. Where, I mean, the Roman arena, they publicly did this in the Circus Maximus.
Yeah, and that Fallujah attack, like, that was a PSYOP. I believe that was a PSYOP. And the question is whether we take it at surface level there. We take it at surface level as a military defeat based on a psychological operation as the trigger. What happened was that things had been relatively quiet up until that point. But the moment that the fish took the bait, the moment that the U.S. decided to advance on Fallujah with that revenge mission really secretly at heart, that was the moment when all hell broke loose. Militarily, there were more casualties.
And now the U.N. gets to come in and play the good cop, stop the policies that caused the crises, and the Iraqi people will accept it, and the U.N. gets to look like the good guy.
They're trying to come across as the good guy. I think probably the only difficulty for them is that in terms of Iraq, the Iraqi people, of course, are much more tuned in than the average American.
They've been under U.N. slavery for 13 years,
yeah, so
with 1.5 million dying. They're not going to buy it.
Yeah, they know that the imperialist comes wearing lots of different types of clothing. It's a psychological, I mean, the psychological aspects of this are nearly more important than the military aspects of this. This has been won on PSYOPs, and Nick Berg's case is another level of the PSYOP. It worries me, because it's gruesome, it's dehumanizing what they're doing. In other words, they're using this to get that horrible human tragedy in front of people's eyes and get them to watch it and get them to be mentally affected by it. And if they advertise that you could go down to the local movie house and watch a beheading video, you wouldn't go down. But the way this is done, they've got people queuing up to watch the video.
And now they can sell us on compromising our morals because we're in a war and they killed our man. We've got to be more evil than the enemy. That's why they created the Soviet Union. That's why they created Hitler. They create these monsters, and then by dancing with the devil, we become the devil.
Mm-hmm. So are they doing it just for the strategic reasons in Iraq, or are we in the softening up process? Or in fact, it's not really a softening up, it's a bad term to use, Alex. It's a hardening up, a desensitizing process, a fear creation process, leading to some kind of 9/11.
Well, they're softening up our morals. They're destroying our
mm-hmm.
conscience.
Yeah, and affecting our consciousness.
That's it. You know, you're an amazing guest, Fenton Dunn, and we'll have to have you back on. I'd like to keep you on some more with us and take some phone calls. Would you like to do that?
Sure, yeah, that'd be great, Alex. I'd love to do that.
Okay, well, how about you stay with us partway into the next hour then?
Okay.
All right, we'll come back and start going to your calls, everybody who's holding patiently, and a bunch of other news as well. Please stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
To arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from
the managers.
I'm a working for the state.
The overlords of this New World Order system. Their job, their business, their life is how to manipulate you, how to control you. They understand your animalistic instincts. They understand our most base fears. And they control us like puppets on a string, and one of their favorite tools is false crises or manufactured crises that they create. Wars that are never meant to be won, that just go on and on. Now, before we go back to our guest and then to John and Cliff and Bryant and Ed and Vince and many others that are holding. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror Exposed. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get my videos. I authorize you to make copies of them for nonprofit, not for sale purposes. Get the new Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership video is just so powerful, about 180 million people killed after governments took their firearms. That's innocence betrayed. Get the George Humphrey books on tape and CD covering 9/11. You name it. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free. We got to expose the terrorists. They're going to keep carrying terror attacks out to pose as our saviors. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, our guest has got the radio show and the website, breakfornews.com. We're about to go to your calls, and later in the next hour, I want to get our guest's analysis on where he thinks the next terror attack will be, what he thinks the globalists are about to do, the deeper layers of this onion. Right now, let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on the air with Alex Jones and our guest, Fenton Dunn from Ireland. Go ahead.
Hello there.
Hello, my friend.
How are you? Hello there. Fenton, is it?
It is indeed, John.
I've got to tell you, Fenton, your eloquence in summarizing and expressing to the public exactly what's going on is fabulous.
Okay.
I, in the past, though, 3 or 4 years ago, told Alex I wish I had a son like him. I must say, I wish I also had a son like you. Both you and Alex, and I think you're Alex's, partner, you're his, equal, okay? Pierce through this like laser beams through the opacity of it all. And that's the word here, opaque, okay? As could be seen on the video, and I don't have the, modern technology, and I'm not going to go to the library, but from what I just see on the television, right from the get-go, the man in the orange jumpsuit definitely did not look like the man in the blue shirt, the blue T-shirt, okay? From the beard, from the size of the head, from the shoulders and everything. And one has to really wonder what is going on here, and I'm glad you guys are getting it out to us. And I must say one more thing in conclusion. Mr. Berg seems to have been very gifted, an egghead, an intellectual, and was going to Cornell, as I understand. He seemed to suddenly drop out and want to go climb towers, microwave towers, and do all of this work.
Classic CIA.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing that in, Alex. But yet, it may not be the CIA. It may be Mossad. Who knows who recruited him? But why would he drop out of such a prestigious school as Cornell? And who knows what he was studying, but I'd sure like to see somebody find out.
Well, that's where they recruit you, is in the Ivy League.
Sure.
Let's get a comment from our guest. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Comments, Fenton?
Yeah, well, first, thanks very much for that, John. Of course, I think we've been fired in the experience of what happened on 9/11 to be able to see through this stuff. The other thing I'd like to say is, and maybe you were nervous on the show just speaking there, is don't let these guys get to you with the stuff that they're putting out. Remember, this is meant to move you emotionally. And the more they try to do that, the more we've got to use our brains, the more we've got to back away from all this.
And tyranny always fails of its own weight. They always destroy themselves. The question is, in its collapse, will it destroy our civilization? I'll be back with the third hour. This global transmission against tyranny shall continue.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.